Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have jazz vocalist Dee Daniels, and I also have Christian Fabian, who wears a lot of hats when he's in Sitka, but probably best known as a great bass player. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I stumbled, Christian, because I know you as being in the Native Jazz Group. And you've been coming to the Sitka Fine Arts Camp for quite a bit of years. And you're also an unofficial Sitkin, or maybe an official Sitkin.
I'm official Sitkin. I bought some property, and I live in on the East Coast, New York City. And I thought it would, when I first came here, I thought it would be the perfect balance. And I see myself coming here and composing music and in the process of building something.
But, you know, luckily today we have Dee Daniels, and you are fortunate to be sort of the backup band for this great lady.
Yeah, we just had our Native Jazz workshop. Jason Masadas came up, and Ruel Lubach is here. Ed Littlefield is the co-founder of the band, and we just stayed on for another week and to be the backup band for Dee Daniels for the concert we had on Saturday, which was a tremendous success, and also for the concert tonight for the students. But I'll let Dee talk more about the concert tonight.
And Dee, you did something different for Sitka vocalists this year. Maybe tell us about what you've been working on.
Well, I have with me, as a co-teacher, Sharonay Wade, who is a young vocalist who also teaches at Queens College in New York and the CUNY City University jazz studies program there. And, you know, she and I both have done workshops, master classes, clinics, and teach privately, you know, around the world, literally. And, you know, we talked about it, we noticed that there's a lot of things that are missing in workshops, and sometimes due to time restrictions and so forth, you know, that we really wanted to cover and get down into. And thanks to Christian, who was the instigator, actually, in all of this. He and I were talking here some time ago and talking about just that fact. You know, there's so many things that are missing in with the jazz vocalist for one reason or another, whereas with the instrumentalist, you know, there's workshops and camps all over the country, you know, but not so much so for the vocalist. So he said, you know, the Sitka Fine Arts Camp up there, you know, that's a great place, and you're out in nature in this beautiful setting, you know, you should think about that. And one thing led to another, and here we are, you know, and I'm so glad he did that, and so glad to have him and the guys from the Native Jazz trio working with us. I don't say they're backing us up. They're actually working with us. You know, so I'm really happy about that. But tonight is the big deal, because tonight the students that we have who have come from Sitka, Juneau, a couple from California, from Arizona, will have an opportunity to show all the things that they've learned so far through this week in their own performance. And we certainly want everybody here to come out and join us at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. It's in the Rasmussen Building in room 101. So when you come in the front door, you just go to the left. It's free to the public. We start at 7 p.m.
Can't beat free.
No.
So as a doing a vocal workshop in general, I mean, there's a lot of different genres of singing. You can sing country or rock voice. Mm-hmm. What's different about being a jazz vocalist that people might not realize?
Well, it's a language that you learn that is very, very conversational, and a language, a genre of music that supports you, encourages you to be spontaneous in the use of that language, or as we say, in conversation. Whereas other styles of music is pretty cut and dry, even pop music, you know, with all of the vocal gymnastics and things that people do, when they go to repeat that in live concert, they're pretty much expected to do the same thing whatever you heard on the CD is, you know, people, the public, everybody expects them to do the same thing in a live situation. However, jazz is totally the opposite. You know, you're encouraged, supported, and somewhat expected to be in the moment, you know, and that takes a lot of courage. People are very vulnerable when they're doing that because, oh my God, what happens if I sing a wrong note? Oh, well, that's okay. You know, was that really a mistake or was that just something new and creative? You know,
that's really interesting. Because you mentioned pop music being sort of straightforward or even some vocal gymnastics,
mm-hmm.
that now people have a tuned ear for auto-tune. That
yes.
everyone sort of sounds like a robot.
Yeah.
And when they do go to concert, they either have a mic sort of effect,
mm-hmm.
so they could still have that auto-tune happening. And you're working with young people who now have a tuned ear, mm-hmm. for this new sound. How is this sort of being authentic and putting themselves out there? Are they embracing it?
The
jazz students that you have, I mean, it's something really unfamiliar to them.
Yeah, and jazz, you don't use autotune in jazz. It's impossible.
Exactly.
There's so many. Yeah, I mean, it's like Justin Bieber and, you know, some pop artists, you know, I don't know. It's the industry. You know, they look for a young, good-looking guy, and then we can promote him, make a big star of him, mm-hmm. make a lot of money. For the most part, you know, people who want to sound good use autotune in the studio. But jazz, there's so much... To the singing part of it, expressing yourself, talking, mm-hmm. singing, speaking, voice, and inflections. Once you sing the blues, you know, autotune wouldn't know what to do, you know, what note to grab. I mean, it would be very obvious in a second.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And, when you're singing jazz, you're still really singing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't
right.
have all of those things, you know, so you really have to work on your voice, on your delivery and your storytelling and all that kind of stuff. And it's still a real art, you know. So the auto-tuning thing, it's a style, you know, and if it lasts forever, who knows, you know. But the only danger for, I think, for people, especially young people, we have, as a matter of fact, a few different levels of ages in, mm-hmm. in our group here at Sitka. But anyway, for the young people, you know, listening to radio, buying the CDs, going to live concerts and hearing all that kind of stuff, they are bright enough to know the difference, you know. So, and one of the reasons I think they enjoy jazz is because it is still... real singing, you know, and you get to create something that is uninterrupted or impaired with technology.
Absolutely. And you have quite a few recordings under your belt. We have these CDs right here in the studio. How does it feel to, if you like, do you prefer being the live performer because you're in the moment? Or how do you feel about, you know, recording and then that's sort of a static version of that song?
That's an interesting question because it took me a while to understand that the recording done in the studio or live is just an imprint of that moment and that I don't have to be bound by that moment. That is not jazz. Jazz is in the moment, and every moment with every breath we change, you know, we have different ideas, we feel a different way. And so as a storyteller, you know, that's because that's what I consider myself to be. It gives me the opportunity to constantly be fresh.
And we'll hear lots of storytellers tonight.
That's right.
7 p.m. Rasmussen Building on the Sitka Fine Arts Campus.
Room 101.
And who's the backup band?
Ruel Lubach on piano, Edward Littlefield on the drums, and Christian Fabian on the bass. And we are not a backup band, we are a unit.
Yes.
And I say that very playfully, of course. I'd like to thank my guests, Christian Fabian and Dee Daniels. Be sure to see them tonight at 7. Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
Free.